USA Radio News.
COVID relief talks continue today in Washington. President Trump last night signs a bill funding the government for two more days. This buys lawmakers time to iron out differences over how big stimulus checks should be. House leaders hoping for a vote Sunday afternoon. House leaders briefed on California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell's ties to a suspected Chinese spy. Swalwell, a member of the House Intelligence Committee, Republican Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, part of the FBI briefing yesterday.
It only raised more questions. And the one thing that was fundamentally answered, he should not be on intel.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also part of the briefing, no comment from her yesterday. President Trump continues to contest the election results, Trump tweeting this morning that Joe Biden didn't win the election. He lost all six swing states by a lot. They dumped hundreds of thousands of votes in each one and got caught. Twitter flags the tweet saying multiple sources called this election differently. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.